This goes to Dr. Gregory Page, P-A-G-E, fax 616-754-3828, regarding Kevin Cook, C-O-O-K, date of birth 8/31 of 1951. Dear Dr. Page, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Cook with proteinuria, diet-controlled diabetes, and hypertension. His last visit was 1 year ago. He has been on a strict weight loss diet, and he's lost 26 pounds over the last year. He also reports that his last hemoglobin A1C was 5.5. He's had four of the messenger RNA COVID-19 vaccinations without any adverse events, and he has not been infected with COVID-19 to his knowledge. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, improved dyspnea and exertion, none at rest, no edema, no hospitalizations. He does have sleep apnea and uses his CPAP machine regularly. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril. It's 40 milligram, 2 tablets daily. Also, hydrochlorothiazide is 25 milligram daily, in addition to his other routine medications. Physical examination, weight 212 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 130 over 70, pulse is 47, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. He's alert and oriented, color is good, he's in no distress, neck is supple, there's no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 3rd of 2022. The microalbumin to creatinine ratio is less than 34. Sodium is 140, potassium 4.0. Carbon dioxide 29, creatinine is 0.85, which is stable. Calcium is 9.2, albumin is 3.5. And his last hemoglobin, I have one from April of 2021. It was 13.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, hypertension with proteinuria, currently none. He's got diet-controlled type 2 diabetes with a normal hemoglobin A1C. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 to 12 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. He'll be rechecked by this practice in 1 year. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.